Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 25th, 2021, and this is episode 19 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal in recording these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we continued what's become our weekly mini-series on digital and social media platforms that architects could use, and we talked about Twitter. Are you on Twitter? When was the last time you posted something? What did you post? Was it a picture of your lunch? In yesterday's episode, I shared two of what I think are the best uses of Twitter that don't necessarily involve posting. Seems a little bit ironic, doesn't it? If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 18. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour long and there are well over 100 comments and questions from the Entree Architect community on the topic of the day. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and sometimes participate in the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and maybe participating in those live conversations in the afternoons. And speaking of live conversations, today's Context and Clarity will be live and simulcast not only to Facebook, but to LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch. My co-host, Catherine McPhail, will join me as we welcome Seth Godin. He's the author of best-selling books, Purple Cow and Tribes. He's also the founder of Alt MBA, and he's a prolific publisher of an incredibly concise and impactful daily blog, as well as the Akimbo podcast. And one of the episodes of his podcast that Seth published back in January is the reason that we wanted to bring him on as our special guest today. To kick off our conversation with Seth, we'll talk about that episode entitled The Architecture of Architecture, and we'll get his take on where the profession is today, how we got here, and how we can change where it's going in the future. I've been a huge fan of Seth Godin since I read Purple Cow, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. But I'll be honest with you, as I was listening to The Architecture of Architecture. I was about 5 minutes in and suddenly I didn't like Seth Godin very much anymore. And that's saying a lot because he's one of the business people that I've previously respected the most in this world. But I kept listening. And right around the 13 and a half minute mark where he segues from Levittown to HGTV, I was back. And I was convinced that this was an episode that every architect needs to listen to and to understand. Listen to the episode. Yes, you're going to say that it's flawed or that he's wrong about some things. Probably that it's simplistic. But if you've ever complained about HGTV, and Lord knows that I have, I've even done talks on the HGTV effect. Listen to it and understand what he's saying about how HGTV got to the point of having an effect and what it would take to create a similar effect. Have you ever said, wouldn't it be great if there could be a channel that was like HGTV, except realistic, and maybe that featured architects? You need to understand what Seth Godin is talking about when he says minimal viable audience. Today's conversation will be an opportunity for you to hear from and to interact with one of the greatest business minds of our time and a thought leader on how to influence perception and the way that your clients think. I'm sure that Seth will have a lot to say about how you can affect the future of the profession, and it will be interesting to see where the conversation goes. So join us for the Context and Clarity live conversation today at 4 p.m. Eastern on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or Twitch. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.